The pair of finalists each face the same Thursday through Saturday schedule. This week, it's Jim Browder, former superintendent of Lee County Schools in Florida. The pair of finalists each face the same Thursday through Saturday schedule. This week, it's Jim Browder, former superintendent of Lee County Schools in Florida. Next week, it's current Kenai Peninsula School District Superintendent Steve Atwater's turn. The school board's proclaimed timetable calls for a decision between the two by month's end, followed by a transition period with the new superintendent officially assuming the position on July 1st. The Lee County School District Browder served is the 40th largest in the nation with approximately 82,000 students. He says his large district experience would prove valuable to Anchorage.
If I'm here, if I'm not here, this system is really good and have done a good job over the last several years of educating children. I believe that what I bring from a larger district is a sense of how to continue that.
Lee County includes the city of Fort Myers. Student demographics show just under 50% are white, around 30% Hispanic, 15% African American, with multiracial, Asian, and Native American making up most of the remainder. Browder says, like Anchorage, dropout and graduation rates were a major Lee County concern.
The dropout rate in Lee County was 7% when I took the job in 2003, and it's 1.3% now. So we work hard at providing opportunities and options for students so that the dropout rate doesn't go up.
The Lee County District has 93 traditional schools and 24 charter school alternatives. There are approximately 10,000 employees, and the annual budget is over $1.4 billion. While current Superintendent Como will deal with next year's Anchorage School District budget shortfall, future revenue crunches could likely face her replacement. Under the fiscal management portion of his application, Browder says at Lee County, he coordinated $90 million in district-wide reductions since 2008.
You front-load students and classrooms and teachers, and then you look at everything else. Actually, I have a document that shows the things that we cut. We cut probably 400 or 500 jobs and did that successfully through a majority of attrition over a two-year period.
Two differences between Lee County and the Anchorage school districts involve revenue sources and budget oversight. For Anchorage, 65% of its operating revenues come from the state, with about 30% from local taxes. In his Florida school district, 55% to 60% of the operating funds came from local taxes. The second difference, here, under the municipal charter, the school board adopts a budget, but final approval comes from the Anchorage Assembly. In Lee County, the school board alone determined the district's mill rate and approved the annual budget. This evening, from 7 to 9 o'clock, the public will have a chance to meet and question Superintendent Candidate Jim Browder in the boardroom at the Anchorage School District Education Center, located at Boniface and Northern Lights. A similar opportunity will take place again next Friday evening with the second finalist, Steve Atwater, who will undergo a similar three-day schedule. KSKA will record both public meetings and post them on its website, alaskapublic.org. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.